Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
Are you ready?
Are you ready, Bloom?
I'm ready.
Welcome to tonight's podcast. It is presented by our friends.
Right to the point.
It is presented by our friends at MechDyne, the MechDyne Corporation. Check them out at MechDyne.com. As always, they're enabling discovery, a connection or a collection, that is, of technology companies that remove obstacles to insight and understanding. And most importantly, they're a great company to work for. Go to MechDyne.com. Check out the careers page. You can check out the job listings based out of Marshalltown. They love Iowa Staters. A couple of Iowa Staters are the guys who invented MechDyne. Engineering guys, right, Bloom?
Yeah, and an MBA grad.
Yeah, there you go. MBA grad.
Engineering and MBA. I mean, Chris Clover did it all.
He did do
He's
it all.
He's the self-proclaimed Van Wilder.
You see that bottle of Iowa State of Old Forester up there on my mantle?
I see it.
I bought that. That's a really expensive bottle of whiskey. I bought that specifically to share with Chris Clover because it's his favorite kind of whiskey right there.
Well, invite him over.
Well, we're trying to figure it out. We're both kind of busy guys. Check out MechDyne.com. And if you ever see anybody who works for MechDyne, tell them thank you for sponsoring the Williams and Bloom Sunday night podcast. Tonight, we got a fun show. We are going to list our over-unders for the Iowa State football season. Bloom, I have gone through and tabbed a Williams way too early point spread for every game in the 2021 football season.
How much did you enjoy that?
Oh, gosh. It was great. We're going to go through all that.
It's only 6 months away.
Only 6 months away. And I don't think that there's like a threat of not having a season this year. So our anxiety can kind of calm down. With all that, here's English.
Do you have a trumpet guy?
It sounds like a trumpet. It's a damn good sound right there. Shout out to main man Chris English for producing the intro for us here. That's good because now we don't have to just steal the Degeneration X theme song.
We have not been sued yet.
Keyword yet.
There's still time.
Yeah, we'll continue as we told you, I don't know, like a month ago when we started, we'll fill you in when English can get back out there and start playing around the Des Moines area. We'll let you guys know when and where, they are performing at. I made an executive decision here, Bloom. Sorry, I didn't get much of your input. I just don't want to talk about basketball much today.
I did have one stat.
Okay, you give the stats. We're not going to ignore it. It's still going on. Last week of the season coming up. But I just don't think a lot of people want to hear us talk about it for an hour.
Nope, I agree. But this stat was like, oh, that tells a lot.
Tough loss on Saturday.
Tough loss both games this week.
Yes.
You know, you're competitive in both and come up on the short end of both.
Had a 17-point lead in Waco. But they caught Baylor at a good time and...
Certainly.
And they played really well, hit a bunch of threes. I mean, they're still playing for Steve. They're just not winning games.
There's no question, but I mean, it just goes to the point now. So in the last 13 games Iowa State has played in that have been decided by 5 points or less. Dating back to the Ohio State game.
Oh, the NCAA tournament.
In the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
Iowa State is 0-13 in those games. They just haven't been able to win the games at the end. I mean, Steve said this week they're like the football team and that they have to win in the margins, and they simply have not. And that's how you're 0-13 in games decided by 5 points or less, and thus a large reason, not the only reason, why you're in this situation right now. The last win by 5 points or less was the K-State game in the tournament, in the Big 12 tournament, when Shayok
went nuts.
Crazy shot. So, yeah, it's just tough when that's the and a lot of it's just some of it's luck and some of it's just you can't shut the door at the end.
2-18 overall, 0-15 in the Big 12. This is the week ahead. Got Texas on Tuesday, 6 o'clock tip. Then you're at Texas Tech on Thursday, and you are at Kansas State on Saturday. The million-dollar question, will Iowa State win a game? You don't want to be 0-18.
No. I would say of those three, the K-State game would be the most probable, but then they've now won a couple games at home. So I'm going to say yes, they will win a game. I don't know what one. I think Texas is winnable.
Yeah, I actually think Texas is almost just as winnable as Kansas State at this point. The way Kansas State's kind of getting better.
Yeah, Texas is still really good.
Yeah, they are, but matchup-wise, like sure. I think it may be...
Yeah, they don't have a dominant big.
No.
They're solid.
I thought that... Man, I thought Saturday would be the
day. I did too, and they...
Especially when I saw they were favorite.
It doesn't help when it just... Maybe the most egregious officiating call I've seen all year.
Yeah, I saw you're upset.
Just, and again, who knows if that ultimately changes the result, but the guy was literally out of bounds and had 2 feet on the ground with possession of the ball, and they didn't rule it out of bounds. The late leads to a three. That would have been an important possession. Like, that's just kicking dirt on you when you're down. Call that. Right in front of him.
Yeah, it's hard enough for Iowa State to win right now as it is. And on top of it, it makes it tough for guys like you who are constantly trying to defend officials. And then,
right, stuff like that.
And happens. Then calls like that happen.
Right in front of him.
Yeah, people can always like point that back
exactly.
at you.
It's like, there's no excuse
What
for
about
that.
That one play against TCU?
You're
Blue?
Right.
What about that one?
Guy boned it. Just completely boned it.
He boned it?
Yeah.
That's a... It what you guys now. Are saying? Yeah.
Boneheaded, boned it. I don't know.
Hey, the good news is that I don't have to be on that cleanse anymore.
Back on. So,
cheers to our Cody Rhodes sipping on here.
And we're going to talk some over unders. It's going to be a good podcast.
Mm-hmm. Before we get to that, I did have first of all, we talked about the ESPN NFL thing last week. That came to a conclusion this week. That they did get it re-signed. The NFL dropped a lot compared to what they were asking. They got about a third of what they wanted as far as an increase. Yeah, we don't need to get into that. I thought this one quote here, and then we'll get into the Iowa State football conversation.
They did sign up with Amazon, though, for Thursday nights.
I did see that, yeah.
Which is interesting. And Amazon is going to they're going to produce it themselves with their own talent.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
They're making a run, man.
So that would lead you to think that they're getting invested in their own little sphere of this thing.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Jack Swarbrick, the athletics director at Notre Dame, this is on the NIL legislation.
Name, image, likeness.
Yes. He says this to Paul Feinbaum this week. We're in one hell of a mess right now. Sadly, we're in a position where 31 states have now adopted something or have something in the hopper. We have 6 congressional bills that have been introduced. We have the NCAA's proposal, and we have the Supreme Court weighing in. It's going to fold exactly as we hoped it wouldn't. But in the end of all of this, we'll get to some sort of resolution. Is what he tells Paul Feinbaum. And I just thought it was interesting because the part about like this is going to end up exactly how we didn't want it to. It's so messy. Like,
it's going to happen soon, too.
Well, I know. And like student athletes in one state are going to be operating by one set of rules or compared to another potentially, unless the NCAA can get something passed. But then, like, I just, inevitably, don't they have to unionize?
I have no idea how this all
operates. You know what I mean? Like, because if the NCAA is, you tell me if this is wrong, but it's kind of like marijuana laws in the United States. Like, if I go to Colorado, I can sit there and smoke weed. But if I get drug tested in Iowa and it's illegal here, like, with my...
Yeah.
Company, like, I could still get in trouble. So, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Like, is the Pac-12, like, some schools in the Pac-12 going to be under one set of rules, like, and then Utah's on another?
Will the Big Ten refuse to play the Pac-12 then?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just... But then, Bloom, if the NCAA is like, okay, we're going... like, so let's say the NCAA is like federal legislation, and they say, okay, you guys can smoke marijuana everywhere now, but the players, like, didn't have any sort of, like, say in it, which not being marijuana anymore, but being the NCAA's legislation, like, don't they have to have a seat at the table if they're agreeing? Like, is it going to be like a group of people? It sounds a lot like a union to me. And if that's the case, will the field hockey team be under the same union as the football team? Like, how is this all going to play out? I'm vastly confused here.
Nobody knows.
Pour
even
me
the
some
people
more
that are, even the people that are paid to know, the compliance people, are like, we don't really know how this is going to end up.
Okay, you've known me a long time. Am I overthinking this?
No, it's why it's completely in the dark, and we understand the reasons why athlete empowerment, for the most part, is a good thing. But when you have different rules by different states that expand different conferences, I think the NCAA, the reason why it's delaying this so much is they're trying to get a grasp of how this impacts everything, and they don't know what to do right now. But their hand is going to be forced, and it's going to get messy is the right word. I'm just not sure. You know, if you're someone in California, and they're allowing up to, you know, $25,000 in sponsorship deals, where in Iowa it's only $10,000.
So then that. Would that impact recruiting?
Well, yeah. I mean, and then this is just a hypothetical. I don't know if those laws will exist. It just becomes very difficult to legislate, and they're going to have to figure it out. But, you know, I keep coming back to it, where I think it was Jim Delaney, the old Big Ten commissioner, when all this stuff was starting to happen like 8-9 years ago, he said, you know, if it comes to this point, the Division III model looks pretty good to us. Whereas... you know, it's obviously these schools are making money, and the student athlete should be able to make money on their own. I totally agree with that. But when people are on uneven playing fields and it's a competitive disadvantage, you're going to hurt a lot of feelings, and this thing could just splinter somewhere. I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
But we complained that Texas had the Longhorn Network, and that was a recruiting advantage. What's going to happen when there's legitimately tens of thousands of dollars per player? Indifference.
Okay, I remember that deal.
So that's why Texas A&M left.
Yeah, because they were
upset
that Texas would have high school football games
on the Longhorn,
airing on the Longhorn Network.
That's completely true.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of wrangling, and I don't know how it can be an even playing field. I really don't. And I don't know, you know, the logic says, well, those schools with the most resources will be an advantage. I'm not sure. Because... in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, sure, there's great boosters, but it's still a relatively small town city. Like, you don't, where I think Austin, Texas, would have a substantial advantage because it's huge, and you have this many more potential sponsors.
Big tech down there.
To give somebody a $20,000 sponsorship. Where names, like, who, I don't know. I mean, perhaps one of the car dealerships would sign up Brock Purdy or Breece Hall. But you're limited for people who have that just extra income around to pay these guys a sponsorship. But in Austin, Texas, yeah, in Fort Worth, I mean, even in the Big 12, it'll be
interesting
situation
to see like which schools. I mean, if you're smart, wouldn't you have like a guy at your like an agent kind of at the school trying to get these guys deals?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
is that Learfield?
I don't know.
Like, how does that? Do they get a cut of it? Like,
and these players will be able to hire agents, but do the schools then steer them to certain agents that could then lead them to the school? I mean, it gets really, really messy, really fast. And so, but back to an earlier conversation, I honestly think, because this is going to happen, it's going to happen within the next 12 to 24 months. If you start thinking about what's next for a basketball program, whether the current staff or whatever the next staff might be, somebody who can handle this stuff is point number one.
Yeah.
Like, I want somebody who is forward thinking, mm-hmm. is a relationship person. I don't necessarily want a somebody in their late 60s who doesn't want to deal with this stuff. Because if you start talking about roster management and trying to corral all these things, I want somebody who can figure this out and build this way rather than somebody who can draw me an out-of-bounds play. I want the out-of-bounds play too.
Yeah, but you can have an assistant for that.
If name, image, and likeness is going to be as big of a transformational deal as I think it is going to be, you need somebody who can navigate those waters.
Bigger in basketball than football, too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed, because you're dealing with a more of a limited pool of players.
Yeah, and there's just way more hands out
in so
the sport of basketball.
Everything we know is going to be different. I don't know if it's for better or worse. It's going to be different, though.
Real quick, I want to thank everybody for participating this fall in our Choose Kindness campaign. I got to do something really neat. I got to take a check over to the Children's Cancer Connection for just over $3,000 on Friday.
Awesome.
It was really neat.
Kudos to you, my friend.
Oh, thank you. And I know you guys have one up. And thanks to everybody who participated in that. We got to go... You know, you talk to the nonprofit sector, and that you talk about a sector that's really been battered by the pandemic, and they have. So those checks, everything helps, and that's a really important charity to me. Just from, I have some close friends who have really been impacted by what they do at Children's Cancer Connection. So thank you all for that. I also wanted to Bloom. I just wanted to explain it real quick because I'm starting to see more and more signups for our premium service, which is great. I want to just explain the difference between the premium and the Patreon real quick.
Okay.
And really, all it is if what I've learned is there's, to be honest, like the majority of our users are not message board people. They're what we call lurkers. Maybe they'll look at the message board, but they just read the content
and
they
leave. Right.
Yeah. So what I did was I created the premium message board for the forum folks. It's your own little spot, ad-free. And then there's the Patreon where the premium updates are going straight to your email. The reason I did that is, well, for a couple of reasons. One, mainly because there's a lot of people out there who just read this. They don't want to go on the forums.
Sure.
So I've had some
for
people,
good reason.
Yeah. I've had some people who are confused and they're like, well, what's the difference? And
what should I get?
Yeah. That's the reason.
The content's essentially the same.
The content's the same. Yeah. The only difference is the people on Patreon don't get the banter back and forth on the premium message board. And they are a part of, if you're in the certain tier, to get the Zoom town halls, which are once a month. But I do think we're going to continue here over the next couple weeks to probably add to these, which is great. If you want to help Cyclone Fanatic, a premium membership either way is the number one thing you can do to help us. We're trying to get away from having to sell ads all the time because it makes everybody's life better, including mine. But I just wanted to drop that for everybody today.
Makes sense.
Also want to thank our friends at Gravitate Coworking. Check them out at gravitatecoworking.com. I actually got a Jeff Wood, the owner, sent me a map with some available offices for me downtown. What do you think about that? Would you come and visit me?
100%. I'd have a cup of coffee in that awesome space.
Come on over. There's a sweet office overlooking Locust that I might splurge on.
I think you got to do it.
Think so?
I think you would be a happier person.
To get out of this dungeon?
Just get out of the... it's going to be spring. Downtown Des Moines... Once everything gets revved back up, it's going to be great.
Bumping and grinding.
It's going to be outstanding. And Jeff's got a heck of a product there.
Go check them out downtown. Check them out Midtown. And then they opened their new one in Jefferson and just bought space in Cedar Falls. Gravitate Coworking is soon to be statewide. GravitateCoworking.com. And finally, our friends at Franklin Barbershop. FranklinBarbershop.com, where you can just go right there, schedule your haircut. Beard trim. I went and saw main man Hogan this last week.
I saw Ryan. Not at the same time.
You saw Ryan?
Yep.
Good people. Great supporters of what we do. Local. Support. You don't go to sport clips or anything like that when you can support good local people at Franklin Barbershop. FranklinBarbershop.com. 2701 Beaver Avenue.
It's the same price.
Yeah. Better cut.
Better cut.
Okay. I went through and did my projections. To be honest, I didn't spend a ton of time on this.
No, it's still
because I haven't done March the 1st, proper research February on, 28th. You know,
yeah.
Transfers, newcomers, all that. But right. I have a pretty good read on the Big 12 conference, I believe. I have point spreads for every Iowa State game in 2021 that I have come up with. Before we do
these
that.
These aren't out yet, right?
No, no, there's none.
This, the only, these are yours.
Yeah, the only thing that's out is the odds to win the national championship.
Got it.
Where Iowa State is at 40 to 1. Which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13th. Actually, Iowa State, there's Florida.
A bunch at 40 to 1.
Yeah, Florida, right? Notre Dame, Miami, Penn State, Iowa State are all 40 to 1.
Penn State, get out of here with that. Whatever.
For just for comparison's sake, what do you say on Twitter?
For reference.
Yeah, for reference, Iowa is 100 to 1.
Fair enough.
So that's the only thing we have to go off of here, because I do I'm working on a premium mailbag for our premium subscribers, and one of the guys asked me my over under projection for the 2021 season, and I said okay, I'm going to go and handicap every game, and then we'll come up with that. So let's start it off, and I want to see I have my numbers on paper, and I want you to give me your numbers off the cuff.
Let me say this so. Over-unders aren't always, they don't always add up with what games you're going to be favored in and what games you won't be favored in.
Correct.
Because chances are if you're going to lose one, yeah. You're not supposed
You'll
to.
You'll pull off an upset here.
You may win one, you're not supposed to. Generally, it's not just equal. Now, Alabama's over-under will be 11 or 11.5 because we anticipate them going undefeated. Same with Clemson, those things. So I think when you go through these point spreads, I think it'll be, you know, the over-under will actually probably be a game or two below
correct.
That. In my, just thinking out loud here. Is that fair?
You nailed it.
I looked it up. In 2019, which is the last time we had a full season of over-unders, there were 12 teams that were 9.5 wins or more in the preseason. So that just kind of puts a barometer of where that 9.5 number, there were an additional 6 at 9. So I'll just start there.
Okay.
But I think we go game by game and then we get into it.
I think it'll be interesting to see where you add these numbers at compared to me.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can, we'll meet in the middle and we'll come up with our final number for each game.
I love it.
All right. Iowa State versus Northern Iowa in the season opener.
Right off the top.
Boom, name the spread.
Iowa State favored by 20.5.
17 is what I had.
Okay.
Hold on. We're going to do some sound effects here.
First class operation.
We're going to do
it in the CF basement.
We're going to do never mind. Just forget about it. I was going to go ding if you were within like.
We're close.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll say minus 19.
Yep. 18.
That's 18, what we're going to go to. Yep. Yeah.
You and I will be solid on defense. Shouldn't be a threat.
Should not. Iowa State versus Iowa.
Huge game. We know this.
Huge game.
One of three most important games in Iowa State's schedule.
I would agree.
Iowa State is a 4.5-point favorite.
I had him at 3. So it looks like I've been a little more conservative here. We're going to go minus 3.5 for Iowa State.
Both teams would be in the top 50.
The reason I had that lower than you, I read these Vegas power ratings all the time.
Sure.
Power ratings love Iowa. They just
love, they were great last year, ratings.
They love the power ratings, and that's what I just can't see Iowa. They're going to – that'll be anywhere from a pick 'em to 4. Yeah.
Last time the game was played in Ames, again, both pretty even, Iowa State was a 4.5-point favorite.
There you go. Iowa State at UNLV.
And then – they didn't win. Anyway.
I still take it to my grave they win without that lightning delay.
Yeah. That deserves its own podcast.
That,
just like
that
the story
day.
Of, and then the ensuing week that followed.
Oh, God.
Carson UNLV, King. Yeah, Carson King and the band.
Game.
What a deal. Simpler times. UNLV is not
they're
good.
They're awful. They're
it's still a road game. 24.
21 and a half. So you're about 3 points higher than me on every.
3 points.
You're just a little more optimistic on
story of our life
on all of these than me. All right, we're gonna go Iowa State minus 23. Iowa State at Baylor. This is where it starts to get hard. These Big 12 games. These Big 12 games are tough, and I think that you're gonna. I think a lot of people. I think I'm probably in the ballpark on these. Is if Vegas would have a line now?
Yeah.
And we're all going to see, like, even though, like, we're very bullish on Iowa State next year, there's a lot of toss-ups.
Man. Baylor's still got some question marks. Iowa State.
Still early, though. Baylor's going to have some.
They'll get some guys. Iowa State, 7.5.
5.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they'll be 8th or 9th in the preseason.
Baylor. All right, we'll go minus 6.
Yeah.
Iowa State versus go ahead.
No, I think Baylor. I think Aranda has potential. They're still a year away for me.
Yeah, I know, but I still am. I don't know if I'm prepared to make Iowa State a touchdown road favorite.
That's fair. And look at the game in Ames last year.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully, that's one of those that.
I mean, Iowa State a 5-6 point favorite. That's a commanding road favorite, but it's
really
still
is.
It's enough to make you want to watch it.
Yeah, you know? I had 6.5, 7.5. Okay, I think that's fair. What's the next one?
Iowa State versus Kansas.
Oh, name your spread. Les might not be there.
I know.
He's got some issues, man. 27.5.
Okay. Now we're... I admit here, I think I was a little low, but jeez.
They're not going to be good.
They're really young last year. They're going to be... They're not that bad.
It's in Ames.
I had it at 17. Can we go 21?
Yeah, I think 21's fine.
27.5.
They were young. You're right. That's a little bit over the top.
Jeez.
I think 21's fine.
All right. Yeah, I think I probably shot a little low.
I mean, Iowa State was favored down there by 27 this year.
Yeah, but that was later on. I mean, do you remember early in the year? I mean, I was just my locks on KXNO.
You just pick
against Kansas was the lock every week.
they had a freshman quarterback. Okay. Still, Iowa State's going to be potentially light years better than those guys.
Iowa State versus Oklahoma State.
Ooh, home game?
Home game.
Sanders is still there.
They lost Wallace. They lost the running
tackle,
back.
Lost the first round tackle. Defense lost a couple key starters. Iowa State, 8.
I had it at 4.
See, it's going to be higher than that.
Think so?
Yeah.
Can we go to 6?
Yeah. I think you go 6.
Okay.
It
is crazy in that this is why we do this. Like this, by the way, this is why I hope you guys like the podcast. This is what Bloom and I used to do before we had kids when we would go golfing and we'd sit in the clubhouse and chug
beers.
Entertain
ourselves.
Like, it is fascinating to me that about every spread, you're about
I'm just really
1, 2, 3 points higher than me.
I think Iowa State is going to start to get a lot of respect as this thing goes along.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only did they win games last year, but they destroyed average teams.
Yeah.
And so I think that starts to take effect here.
I think I'm a little higher on Oklahoma State than you are.
Probably are. I think they lost a lot. I mean,
I think that
Ong Bonilla is gone. I mean, they lost some guys.
I think it's Oklahoma, Iowa State, and then I think they're right there with Texas.
I put them back at 5 or 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think TCU's ahead of them.
You think? This next game? What is your take on West Virginia?
I think West Virginia is.
I think they're sneaking up. I think he's a pretty good coach.
They are good.
This is a tough game. This is a total trap
game
on the schedule. Iowa State at West Virginia.
Iowa State favored by 3.5.
I added it 2.
Yeah. Three.
So we'll go Iowa State minus.
They lost one of the Stills brothers. Okay, the other one's back. Day's back at quarterback, although he really regressed second part of the year. Letty Brown's back for them. They started to get some guys. I think he's solid. West Virginia won't win the conference, but I think
but
they're
that's
in the
a
upper
brutal
half.
Place to play when
yeah,
the fans are involved.
And Iowa State's been really good there, but or at least was there 2 years ago. But that's one of those where it's kind of sneaky in the middle of October. Is that when that game is? Late October? So, yeah. Sneaky game.
All right. In the month of November, Texas comes to Ames.
So far, we've had Iowa State favored in every game.
Iowa State has been favored in every game thus far.
And they'll be favored in this game, too. Texas is... I'm a big Sark guy. I think he's going to have them... Not this year. They're not going to be fully back this year, but give them another year. Iowa State by 4.5.
2.5. So we'll go 3?
Yep.
It's crazy. This is seriously crazy. Like, we're... It's been like clockwork.
Well, and you're not factoring in the Jack Trice Stadium advantage with a full 61-5.
That's true. Iowa State at Norman. Oh. Iowa State at Oklahoma. This is Oklahoma's favorite here.
This will be interesting this offseason because Oklahoma's going to get all sorts of love. And with all respect due to the Sooners, they didn't lose a whole lot in the offseason either.
No. They're a lot like Iowa State.
However, you're going to hear a lot about their offense in the offseason. It'll be noted, Rattler's back. We've got our running backs back. All we lost was a lineman. In conference play, Iowa State averaged more yards per play than Oklahoma did.
Okay.
Iowa State returns way more than they do on offense.
Yep.
But you're not going to hear about Iowa State's offense as much. Just be aware of that. That said, Oklahoma is going to be really good. They're at home. This will be Oklahoma by 7.5.
I have 8.5.
Yeah.
Again, Bloom's a point more optimistic.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so we'll meet in the middle, go -8 for Oklahoma. The final game of the season, and the regular season, home tilt versus TCU.
They're a top four team for me this year.
Okay, I'm not there yet.
I
sold my stock in Patterson.
I know, but he
started doing the country music stuff. He's not as focused on football.
We've had the Duggan conversation.
He does follow me on Twitter now because I was complimenting his music, and he apparently likes that.
There you go.
He's taken his eye off the game.
Have we done Tech? When's the Tech game? Did we forget the Tech game?
Shoot. I haven't done I left that one out. I'm sorry.
Should probably get to the Tech game.
Yeah, I totally left that one out.
It's
How
forgettable.
Did I do
that? Tech is a very forgettable program at the moment.
Hey, don't step on the toes of my man, Matt Wells. I'm sorry. That they would have been before the Oklahoma game, after Texas.
Gotcha. That's what I thought.
Off the cuff.
In Lubbock. See, Bowman just transferred to Michigan?
No, I didn't.
I think I saw that today.
Well, that's a good get for them. I think he's a decent player.
He's a decent player.
All right, I have my number in mind.
Okay, I'm going to go in Lubbock, Iowa State by 6.5.
I had Iowa State 9.
Okay, there you go.
So there you go. I was more optimistic for one. Okay, Gary Patterson comes to town, TCU, final game of the season. Now remember that this is like really cold.
Cold. Could be conditions.
Yeah, I mean it's...
You don't know?
Hold on 1 second. Oh, here comes the bus coming up from Des Moines. Who is it? Take a step back. Oh, it's Coach Patterson. I can hear his guitar from the southeast end zone.
Kiss your wife. Can you play a guitar with a parka?
Leave the keys in your truck.
Man. This I think they're going to be...
Let Gary Patterson sing. Take a step back. Take a step back. Take a step back. Everybody stop where you're at. Take a step back. Take a step
back. Does he have backup singers in this?
Oh, yeah. The way it was. So he... People were crazy. How does this only have... Honestly, how does this song only have 4,500 views on YouTube?
About to get a lot more after this podcast.
If Matt Campbell... Ready, set, start. Take a step back. If Matt Campbell launched a country career, do you realize how crazy it would be here?
Are the TCU fans just using Spotify or Apple Music? Like, are they not logging onto the YouTube to do it?
Actually, it just shows how bad their fan base is.
It's a bad fan base.
Have you heard this one? This one's called Game On. It's an ode to the Big 12. Have you seen the video?
I've not watched a single Gary Patterson video.
The Game On video.
They did play the song in the stadium during the Iowa State game.
Which one? Take a step back or game on?
I think it was both at different points in the game.
Well, it's good country. It's good wholesome down home country music. Thanks to Gary Patterson. This one's not one to play, so we won't have to put you through that.
Take a step back.
Take a step back. Leave the keys to your truck. Hug your children. Kiss your wife.
Depends if he releases another album, it's adding another point and a half to Iowa State's
seriously
spread.
Though, this is what I always say about NASCAR drivers. NASCAR drivers, when they're young and single, are great. When NASCAR drivers get wives and children, all of a sudden it's like, okay, you're going around turn four at Darlington. Are you going to press it as much? Hell no. You're just not.
Seems like a controversial take in 2021.
No, it's not, because you don't have that edge because you have something to go home to, right? Like, okay. It's actually a good thing because you realize finally at this point in your life there's more important things.
Who won the NASCAR race today? It's like a 22-year-old.
William Byron, 22. Young guns are all winning this year. Christopher Bell, rookie, won it last week. Another young guy, Michael McDowell, won it in Daytona. It's not a... You know, like, you got guys like Jimmy Johnson retiring early now. You know, there's something to it. Yeah. So my point is, if Patterson is spending all this time writing like badass country songs, and these are good songs.
Not worried about that 3-3-5.
All right, so the Horned Frogs are coming to Ames.
I think they're going to be a solid program this year. Iowa State's still a 7-point favorite.
Not exactly the same as me. 7 points.
There's a lot of games in that, you know, 4-8.
Correct. So we have Iowa State
swing games
predictably favored in 11 of 12. Okay.
Which, well, you might hear that and go, these guys, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid. However, Iowa State was favored this year in the regular season in 10 of 11 games.
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is a game that they won.
Although Texas, wait a second. I might take that back. What was that Texas line? I think it ended up straight up pick 'em, right?
Yeah.
I think it was straight up pick 'em.
It moved all over the place.
But long story short, Iowa State is a very solid program and will be favored in, we assume, the majority, except for the Oklahoma game, of these games, which is great. It's a great sign. That doesn't mean that their over-under should be 10 or 11, however.
I guess where I have the over-under, I have it written down. You take yours.
My personal one, it's 9.5. I think Vegas has it at 9.
I had it at 8.5, where I would play a over. For me.
Yeah, I mean, the juice would be on the over there.
You think so?
Yeah.
The only reason I did that is because I had the spread so low in some of those conference games.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you start thinking about those swing games.
Vegas doesn't like to put it on a solid number like 9, but I thought 9.5 would
be
too
high. I still think that's high.
That's why I went to 8.5.
I get it.
9 would be, if like I'm just picking a number, 9 would be the number.
In 2019, Iowa State was 8. Wins and ended up going in the regular. So this, by the way, only factors in the regular season, does not factor in the Big 12 championship game or a
Correct.
Bowl game.
Yeah.
And what did Iowa State go in 19? I think they hit right at 8, or would they end up
19? No, they went 7-5.
Yeah. So they would have gone on that under 8.
Yeah.
And then last year was so screwed up. I don't even know if there were over unders, but
there were.
We didn't know if games would be
But
played,
it got all messed yeah. up because once one game in your schedule got
yeah.
COVID, then it, yeah.
So you're looking at, though, like I said, in preseason 19, there were 12 programs with 9.5 or more wins on the total. I think Iowa State should be included in the top 12 this year, though. So that's why I go with that 9.5. But because it's Iowa State and there's still a lack of respect in a lot of circles, yeah. I think you go back down to 9.
But do you think that they would? That's why I dropped it to 8.5.
Yeah.
I had the same. I thought 9.5 was too high.
But you're still, people are smart enough to go through these things and go, you know what?
Yeah.
Favored here, favored here.
I mean, if it came out at 8.5, I would tell you guys to pound Iowa State.
The what also works against Iowa State here is that they're not three automatic non-conference wins.
Correct.
I mean, the Iowa game is
more or less a toss-up.
It is. Iowa State will be favored, but that's different than some of these other programs who you chalk up the three right off the bat.
Do you hate playing Northern Iowa?
I don't enjoy the experience. I think this year will be a little bit more enjoyable.
Jeez. I hope so.
They, they're playing right now.
This is the ode to the Big 12. Right now it's showing all the, like, stadiums in the Big 12.
Hey, are you ready for some crazy rock steady? It's on.
Game on.
Does Gary use expletives in his songs?
No. This does tell me if I'm a TCU fan, though. He's not going anywhere. I mean, what other program would just let him create a music video? Like, yeah, coach, go ahead and take a month off to work on your album.
Did they make coordinator changes, or is that Baylor?
Baylor did.
Baylor hired the BYU offensive coordinator.
Yeah. And then they're on BYU's schedule, I want to say. I think BYU goes to Waco. It'll be one of the more...
That's a fun non-conference game.
It'll be one of the better non-con games in the entire Big 12.
I'm telling you, I think we're trending to 61,500. Get those Cyclone season tickets locked in.
I read a piece in the Sports Business Journal over the weekend about athletic directors being bullish.
Yeah.
Well, you should be. The way I look at it, I mean, unless we continue to botch this vaccine thing, which it seems like things are going much better. Like anybody.
Most vaccinations in a day yesterday. Saw that stat.
So, like, anybody who's at risk should have one by September.
Not even close. Yeah. They should have it by.
So, I don't know why we can't have full stadiums if that's the case.
I'm for it. We better.
Because then we're at the point, like, you know, like the reality, like.
You're assessing a personal situation.
Correct.
And wear a mask. I think people will be wearing masks if they want to.
My wife and I were talking about this.
Why not?
Last week. You know, the whole, like, stats about the flu being, like, mm-hmm. non-existent this year. Well, there's a reason, dummy. Like, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's because we're all wearing these masks. And I do, like, she made the point, like, and apparently in, like, Japan, they, like, if you get sick, you wear a mask all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't think America will be like that, but I do think a section of, like, if I'm a cancer patient and I'm going to go to the grocery store in the middle of January, I'll probably wear a mask. Like, not everybody.
Yep. It'll be an interesting what the stigma is in the fall with that stuff. I mean, but if that makes you feel comfortable to go, then do it. But, man, so we're saying...
Fun little exercise. Very consistent the entire way. You were just a little more optimistic.
Think about
than
this,
me.
Though. Iowa State's going to be favored in 11 of the 12 games this year. What a world. And it's not out of line.
Game on. women's basketball this week. They will host Kansas. Bloom will be on the call on ESPN+. Plus.
I will. 6:30.
Great game last week by the ladies against West Virginia. I had a meeting that night, and I came out of it, and I checked the score, and I was like, holy crap.
Very efficient.
Was that, 85-68 over West Virginia, was that there, other than the Baylor game, was that the best game of the season?
So that'd be in the top three, along with the win over Oklahoma State Hilton without Kristen Scott.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma State is very good.
So. They should beat Kansas.
Should beat Kansas.
Kansas gave them a tough game on February 17th in Lawrence. The ladies would be favored in that if there was such thing.
Yep, and then you're off to the Big 12 tournament.
Where you're looking at...
You can get tickets, by the way. You can get tickets to both. I think the men are selling tickets. Some tickets.
Yeah.
Not a lot of tickets, but...
I'd like to go down. If they win a game, if the women win their first, I would consider taking off work and going down
and watching
it. It's
not quite the same, but...
I just love the women's team. I'm such a fan.
It's a fun. I don't know is Power and Light open.
I think Power and Light's open.
Just no pep rallies.
They're just not doing
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, should I? I might just go down for a day.
Maybe we can do it together.
Yeah. Use some Marriott points.
Do you, just real quick, do you have plans for the NCAA tournament? Are you going to be off?
I don't.
What are you going to do?
So you,
we could just get together and like stream all day.
I keep seeing your nutsack commercial on TV.
That, grow up, Brent. It's a vasectomy commercial, not a nutsack
and
commercial.
It reminds me, for those scheduling such procedures,
yeah,
with the Iowa Clinic, of course.
Of course. There's no other place to go.
The first round of the men's tournament doesn't start till Friday. Normally, it's the Thursday, Friday.
Why is it Friday?
They changed it. I don't know. Because they're trying to get a little more separation so teams can get to the site and maybe.
So it's Friday,
test
Saturday
a little
this
bit more.
Year?
So it's Friday, Saturday is the opening round. And then Sunday, Monday is the.
So we're
going to
have games all day on Monday?
Yeah. Or they're going to jam them in starting at like 4. They have not released any type of like times yet for these things.
Man.
But so that third. So don't start taking off that Thursday. Because there's nothing happening.
I'm glad you told me that.
Nothing happened at Thursday.
I didn't know that.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is the big first four.
Man.
And then they won't start the Sweet 16 games until the next Saturday.
Okay.
So
when do the women start?
I don't know that. I don't even know.
So like, are they going to do like a Tuesday, Wednesday thing? Or
I don't know. I don't even know if they figured that out.
Because they usually start, what, on Sunday?
They usually start on Sunday, right, for the first games. Yep, I would guess it's on a similar timeline because they're going to be in San Antonio while the men are in the Indiana area. Hold on, I've got it right here. Bloop, 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 bloop. First round is March 21 and 22, so they'll start on Sunday.
So the women are on the normal schedule, Sunday. No,
they're a day later, so they're Sunday, Monday, where they used to be Saturday,
Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay. Appreciate your time as always, Bloom.
Game on.
You know what we should have done? We should have, like, I appreciate English because he's much more talented than Gary Patterson. But, like, how great would that have been if Coach Patterson would have given us permission to use Game On for the podcast?
We need a Patterson English mashup.
I guarantee. So, again, he follows me on Twitter now because I'm a complimentary of his country music. I bet you if I DM Coach Patterson, he'd come on to talk about his country music career.
Well, that needs to happen.
That'd be amazing. We could get him and Tom Herman on the same podcast. Have a great week, everybody. We appreciate y'all listening. Take care. Stay safe. Go Clones.
So devoted, devouring, delicious, the sins that were dead on the vine.